And let's talk now to former European Commissioner and Fine Gael MEP Mairead McGuinness. And Mairead McGuinness, we heard the reaction of Ursula von der Leyen this morning. Millions of EU citizens will face higher grocery bills, medication will cost more, as well as transportation, inflation will grow up, the consequences will be dire. There's a short window of negotiations before most of these tariffs come into effect on the 9th. Will the EU be using that window to try and avert the worst?
I think the EU is already using the time we have, both past and in the future, to avert anything that escalates to a global trade war. But let's be very frank, and I think the President von der Leyen was very clear that this is what faces the world unless there is negotiation. I think her comments around who will be worst hit are worth repeating. The most vulnerable and the poorest globally will be the worst affected by the decisions of the US administration to upend the normal process of trade negotiation between allies and friends, to unilaterally declare tariffs 20%, and this is only the beginning on the EU, to use words about the European Union that, frankly, I don't want to even repeat myself because they are inappropriate and they have never been used before between a US administration and the European Union. This is a time for Europe to realise the new world order and to strengthen ourselves so that we can face into this. And I think that's what we're likely to hear later on from the European Commission. And what is a very difficult day, I've been listening to your programme, for real people with businesses. But we don't come from this to this from a vulnerable position. We are strong and we have to actually believe that and work towards resolving this, hopefully through negotiation.
The question is, who are we dealing with? Ursula von der Leyen also saying, and Maros Sefcovic has been having difficulty getting through to people in Washington, hasn't he? President Trump, I don't think, has spoken to Ursula von der Leyen directly. There is no order in the disorder. So how to negotiate with somebody who's that chaotic and has such a low opinion of Europe? We heard it from him again last night.
Well, I mean, my view of it, at least we know what we're dealing with, and we know more today than we knew yesterday. But I think there is still more to come in this discussion. I didn't watch all of the preamble by President Trump. And I think in an era where everybody's using words, we should be very careful about how we use words, because they have become, in my view, debased. And that's why, again, Europe will be very clear and very measured. When you say who are we dealing with and who is dealing with this, we have very strong leadership from President von der Leyen. We know that the Irish government, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, all of the ministers are engaging with their counterparts. Maros Sefcovic knows Ireland. He was involved in Brexit. I know him very well. We all know each other. And we have a common goal. One, to protect Europe and not to allow this weaken our industries, our economies, our societies. And secondly, to really try and impress globally that this is in no one's interest. The idea of war, we already have real war and conflict, an economic war, a trade war. I mean, it's devastating and unprecedented that the spark would be lit in the United States. But look, we are in a different world. The order has been upended. But we are capable of dealing with this if we are. And I think that's been the comments from those you've interviewed, notwithstanding the worry. Right. You just have to be calm and measured in the worst of times. And these are difficult times.
And how do we deal with what's happened to the border on the island of Ireland? Because we now have Northern Ireland at a competitive advantage with only a 10% tariff. That's the UK tariff. The Republic of Ireland getting the EU tariff. That's 20%. And if the UK doesn't retaliate and Ursula von der Leyen lives up to her word and does, unless the negotiations are successful, that blows a hole in the no border on the island of Ireland argument we had from Brexit, doesn't it?
It certainly causes some difficulties. And rather than jump to a conclusion, I think we will have to look at this very carefully. I think Minister Peter Burke made that comment this morning on your programme, because this was not part of the discussions and thought processes when the Windsor framework was being negotiated. But, I mean, 10% isn't good for Northern Ireland either. 20% isn't good for us. Divisions like this aren't helpful. I'm questioning and wondering, was this well thought through from the US side? The US has always been a friend of the island of Ireland and peace on this island and stability. Perhaps if we can communicate that there's a bigger picture here than people feeling that they've been hard done by, that this is about the US commitment to prosperity and peace on the island of Ireland and Europe's absolute engagement on that. So, yes, that is a difficult issue. But again, we have people who know the story, who have worked with us. And the key message I would have if I were still around the table at the Commission is this is a time for Europe to build on its strengths, not to feel that it is vulnerable, and actually to do things, to act like do the Savings and Investment Union, mobilise the money that is on deposits in our banks to invest in our future. There are other markets that we can look to. Look to Ireland's pharmaceutical industry, look to our food industry. We are world leaders. The United States citizen, we don't impose or push our products on them. They demand them. They like them. They buy them. That's why we have such trade there, because we have high value quality goods. Others will want those as well. I hope we can get back to a place where the US citizen can continue to enjoy beautiful butter on their bread, and it is Kerrygold. And I think that that's our objective, that this is a really difficult time, but we need to look at the medium and long term. But we really do need in the European Union, and this is going to be a challenge for member states, and indeed the Commission has to lead on this, to fix those things we've been neglecting, to fix our competitiveness, to rule out the bureaucracy that's unnecessary, to get the investment flowing, to get banking union in place. And now is the moment. And now is a sense of not panic, but certainly some urgency.
All right. Former European Commissioner and Fine Gael MEP, Mairead McGuinness, thank you very much.